You're listening to In Here, Out There, Stories from the Road. My name is Christopher Ives.
Tulsi, it's snowy. Good girl.
So I'm leaving Connecticut this morning, and I'm just raking the snow off my van. It's not too much snow, maybe looks like about 2.5 inches of moderately fluffy powder. Nice little New England send-off before I head back down to the land of sunshine. I was gonna try to get up really early and leave. It's always kind of a thought. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get up early, or get things going. And I did get up early. I got up at 5:45 today, but a little thing I want to talk about today, at least this morning, is that I just hate rushing. Everybody's always rushing all the time. Gotta go do things faster, go do things quicker. I'm definitely not against getting up early. I'm not a morning person per se, but I'd like to be. Mornings are beautiful, and I like to get a fresh start on the day. But to me, a fresh start does not mean rushing into busyness. And I think part of that just goes in line with my time working in offices and for standard 9-to-5 jobs, where you're exhausted every morning from the day before, and you're kind of just getting your coffee, getting your shoes on, getting out the door, get to work. And I kind of always felt rushy because I always felt like I was fighting against myself and fighting against what I sort of like naturally wanted to do, which is to take more time. Not in a lazy kind of way, but just to like enjoy the morning, to, you know, enjoy brushing snow off my car. I'm not sure you're always going to be able to enjoy doing everything, but you're definitely not going to be able to enjoy anything if you're rushing. So I decided to just take my time. What's another hour or two in a 2-to-3-day road trip to Florida? It's nothing. Hang out, spend some time with my family, eat a bagel, brush the snow off my car, enjoy the cute little Tulsi dog jumping in the snow. Good girl. So, if you don't have to rush, don't. That's my recommendation. Alright. So, besides seeing a car on fire on the side of the road, which you can see on my Instagram story today. I also just got off the road to get gas, and apparently I took the wrong turn because I am driving down muddy dirt roads in fancy pants horse country, and let's see, it's telling me, yep, back onto another dirt road here. So I'm off-roading it. I think I'm in Pennsylvania. I might still be New York. But definitely picked the wrong exit to get off of in order to get gas. It's really pretty out here though. It's a nice mix of pine and deciduous and some neat old looking houses. You know, big old farm estates kind of a thing. I'm sure multi-millionaires, but you know, interesting. Oh. You heard that ding? That means my fuel level is low. So let's go get some gas. It's also lunchtime. I'm gonna get a snack from the back. Tulsi and I are in Pennsylvania. We we just stopped at a rest stop to throw the ball a little bit, take a little bathroom break. But I can tell you I'm already ready for another break. I'm gonna go grab a coffee at the next exit, I think. It's like, it's just about 5 o'clock. Weather's good, but it's just, I don't know, it's a dreary day. It's chilly, it's damp, cloudy, and I've been listening to podcasts all day, which is, you know, the way to do it. You gotta, I think. Podcasts definitely help me stay focused on the road trip, keep my brain engaged, but yeah, I'm feeling the sluggishness creeping on, and I definitely need to get a couple more hours in today, so we'll see how it goes. Okay, I'm parked in a Planet Fitness parking lot in Harrisonburg, Virginia, and I just set up all of the curtains and the windows in the front, so in full stealth mode, and also hopefully that'll hold in the heat a little bit longer. And now I'm just gonna settle in and make a little bit of dinner, edit this podcast up, and get some sleep. I have an idea for a podcast tomorrow. I don't know if it's gonna work, but there's this little place in Harrisonburg that I've been to before, and it's a cool little place, so I'm not gonna spoil any of it yet, but tune in tomorrow. Let's see if the interview works out. But thanks for listening today. Back on the road. It's always a weird first day back on the road, kind of like settling in. So I feel a little extra tired today, I think, and I never ended up stopping for that coffee, so time to make some food, edit a podcast, and relax. But thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.